Principle: to read and study God's Word is to lay the foundation for all understanding and growth as a disciple of Jesus Christ. However, the Bible is a living Word that has not been given to us solely for information, analysis, and education. God wants to speak to each one of His children, to teach and correct, to lead and direct, to keep and protect. For this to take place vitally and continuously, the believer needs to learn to hear His Word within the Word, to receive the prophetic intent of the Holy Spirit, breathing truth into our hearts in order to transform our lives. Practice. With full honor to the finality and the authority of the Holy Scriptures in God's Word, the Bible, I offer in this chapter a story of my introduction to the decisive issue of hearing what is in His Word. To learn may bring intellectual knowledge through information. To hear will bring experiential knowledge through transformation. I've chosen to begin my listing of the disciplines of the Spirit with a call to commit to hearing God's voice. My reason for selecting this starting place is simple. That is the way we began our life in Him. Whatever testimony any of us bears in relating our joy for having received the gospel of Jesus Christ and being born again by the power of the Holy Spirit, our story begins someplace where, in some way, God spoke to us. He may have spoken through our circumstances. We may have received an internal, overwhelming sense of our need of Him, perhaps through dismal failure or discouragement. We may have heard Him through the witness of a friend, a broadcast, a piece of literature, by reading the Bible, or simply through a passing observation. But something, someone, spoke to us, and we began to turn toward Him. Over the years, I've been impressed with the frequency of hearing from individuals who were spoken to long before they ever came to the Lord. They will remember hearing an inner voice in childhood or during a crisis long past, a voice that made them aware of their need and caused them to feel guilt, knowing they had violated a higher power. There are innumerable ways God deals with people even before they come to Christ, so it should not surprise us that He so often speaks to His own redeemed children, personally and intimately. A truth celebrated in song. Hearing God's voice has been something unapologetically acknowledged throughout the history of the church, so much so that it has found a frequent thread in the hymns sung by the people of the Lord. Among the beloved classics widely sung in this century is "I Come to the Garden Alone," "While the Dew is Still on the Roses," and "The Voice I Hear Falling on My Ear, the Son of God Discloses. And He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I am His own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known." The second verse of the same hymn describes the sound of His voice and expresses the individual's gratitude for the personal gift of a heart song given by the Savior. "The melody that He gave to me within my heart is ringing." And who can forget the uncluttered liberty of a preceding generation, which rose to testify in the song "He Lives" every Easter? "He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way." Until recent years, there was no segment of the living church, none in the born-again community.